Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday, October 20th, 2023. The deep state is accelerating the global collapse on every front. But we can stop it, and we must. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The illegal Russian offensive has been swift, callous, and brutal. It's barbaric. Putin's illegal occupation of Kyiv and the impending Chinese blockade of Taiwan has created a two-front national security crisis that requires more troops than the volunteer military can supply. I have received guidance from General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that the recommended way forward will be to invoke the Selective Service Act, as is my authority as president. The first to be called in a sequence determined by national lottery will be men and women whose 20th birthday falls during calendar year 2023. Remember, you're not sending your sons and daughters to war. You're sending them to freedom. God bless our troops and God bless Ukraine.
God bless our troops. God bless Ukraine.
Much for joining us on this live Friday, October 20th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. I have cleared the guests that we had scheduled because I want to cover all this news, and I also want to take your phone calls here today on the state of the world. And so we will be going to phone calls in the second and third hour bare minimum here today. Now, when the news is this hardcore and this incredibly out in the open evil, I am occasionally at a loss for words. It is unbelievable what is happening in the world. We have the big mega banks that control the West and most of the planet and control 88% of the world's wealth, literally dismantling everything that they don't own and control, and even deliberately destroying many of their systems to drive us into financial collapse in a post-industrial world. Moves have been made. We're now 30% at least less fertilizer has been produced the last year and a half. That'll kill a couple hundred million people, the UN estimates, and they're the ones doing it. It's just insane. We are seeing death rates bigger than World War II and World War I combined from starvation and energy being cut off and the food supply being cut down to nothing. And if you think inflation's bad here and you think it's rough here in America, we're the best house, again, in a collapsing neighborhood. So I really have a feeling of mourning, of great loss, and also extreme nostalgia. We've never been perfect, but boy, we've been a lot better than we are now. And I look at the globalist satanic conquest of Earth, and I look at the general public who is so naive, even though they're starting to wake up, they don't know what they're about to wake up to. Yes, there's a big awakening happening, but is it enough? Or will it be a day late, a dollar short? So I'm pretty shook up right now. There's such a normalcy bias by the average person to think that the good times are going to keep going on forever, and they're not. The good times, boys and girls, are over, and hell is now here.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
October 20th, 2023, transmission.
Woo!
I mean, wow. Man, this is going to be rough. There's no doubt the globalists are marching us into full nuclear war. Almost every, even mainline analyst, says it's a probability, not just a possibility now. We have insane meth head government. Most of them are on Adderall. Completely insane. They have a confirmation bias of getting away with every crime they commit. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I was watching early this morning when I got up about 4 a.m. Senator Josh Hawley yesterday grilling the head of the $400 billion program in the Department of Energy, doling out $400 million to their minions and to themselves. I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions to Obama, hundreds of millions to Al Gore, hundreds of millions to this group, that group, billions to this group. And they're grilling him, and they say, so you get paid, and you go to paid events where people come and pay to hear you speak, and you're the head of this program, and then you dole out money. And he goes, yeah, what's wrong with that? Now, remember, what was it, 12 years ago, Congress got a lot of trouble for insider trading, so they just passed a law they can insider trade. Now, if you or I do that, you go to prison. Now, here's a little example. I own no stocks, no bonds, because I don't want to get distracted by it. And if I was actually in that arena, I'd make a lot of money, but I'd be diverted from my main mission. But Joe Rogan told me 6 months before anybody else that he was doing a Spotify deal and told me not to tell anybody, so I didn't tell him. He was here visiting Austin looking at houses. This is like 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And I didn't even tell my wife. I didn't tell friends or family. I instantly, when Joe told me, didn't even say to him, wow, you ought to buy a bunch of that stock. I never talked to him about that. I just said, okay, well, that's interesting. I'll keep my mouth shut about it. And, you know, what neighborhoods should he look at? And I told him a few neighborhoods, and that's exactly where he ended up moving. I said, well, if I had the money and I was going to live somewhere, I'd live on Lake Austin right here. And he actually moved in right next to John Paul DeJorio, who's a friend of mine, a great guy, and I'll leave it at that. I'm a big patriot, but he lives next door to them now. That's where I said I would actually move in. Strangely enough, I actually got that house there. But the point is, I'm not name-dropping with that. Imagine, I could have run out and bought Spotify stock, and their stock went up like 50% right after that, and I could have, you know, made hundreds of millions of dollars. But the regulators would have looked at it and said, he knows Joe Rogan. They would have investigated it, And it probably wouldn't be illegal for anybody else to do it, but with me, I'd be in federal prison right now. So that's my life and my job. That's why I don't own any stock. I don't own any portfolios, any stock. And in fact, it's very liberating to have a house and a couple cars and my integrity. And it's been a purification process to have the system think that taking wealth away from me does anything, when all I care about is reach and ideas in people's minds and souls. And that's really my goal. And I've had some very interesting meetings in the last month that I'll leave off record and will always be off record with the most prominent people pretty much in the world. I mean, you could probably imagine some of the people, but I mean, I'm in Fight Club and I'm Tyler Durden. And I don't say that from a power trip perspective, and I'm not some socialist, destroy the capitalist Tyler Durden. And that's actually how they see themselves, but they're the bankers blowing themselves up and us along with them. It's just I want the listeners to know your support of this broadcast has put us at the intellectual tip of the spear in liberty movements all over the world. And I have had the most prominent people across the board tell me, you're our guru, you are the leader, we listen to you, and we make a lot of our decisions, if not most of our decisions, off of what you say. You are our prophet. And I'm like, I'm not your prophet, and this is how I do it. And one individual is going to go public with that soon, and that's fine. You'll hear them say that. But I just want listeners to know we have had invaluable success here. And I want you to understand that you are the reason that we have a fighting chance against the New World Order. Now, the flip side of that is the globalists have all the phones tapped and everything else tapped, and they know the real influence. And they also have these big AI aggregation systems to see where things trace back to, and they've written tons of articles, and the CIA's put out articles, and the Department of Justice has, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the ADL, and all of them saying, most of the time we track back the disinfo and the lies that are unseating them to this man. But it's not this man. I want you to understand this. It's all of you. It's our guest. It's this operation and what we've done. Because we don't just reach millions of the common folk that are so important. We reach the intelligentsia that is the resistance. And that's why I came in with Helter Skelter, the Motley Crue version of the Beatles. Is because, in fact, guys, print me the lyrics to that, please, and bring it in. I'll put it on screen. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I'm talking to the establishment there. I would die for the success I've had. I'm successful because they want people to think when they attack me and lie about me and try to destroy me and make me a demon with the folks that are still under their spell. They want to tear me apart in front of you just to say the man is a loser and the man is a failure. And if you stand up, if we can destroy Alex Jones, we can destroy Donald Trump, we can destroy Elon Musk, they're trying to, and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. If we can destroy your leaders, we can get you, and we are going to get you. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, do you? Don't you want to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Tell me. Come on. Tell me the answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Dancer, 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 dancer. Now, helter skelter, helter skelter, helter skelter. Yeah, woo. Oh, will you, won't you, want me to make you? I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you. Tell me the answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Dancer, 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 dancer. Look out, helter skelter, helter skelter, helter skelter. Oh, look out, because here she comes. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I stop, and I turn, and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom, and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, do you? Don't you want me to make you? I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you. Tell me your answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. I'm going to stop there. The globalists can pretend like they're in control. They can pretend like they've got all the power. They can pretend this time tyranny is going to work. And yeah, it's going to work real good. You're going to kill almost all life on the surface of the planet. So I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. And I'm on the right side of history. And because of the audience of activists who I salute, those who are about to die salute you. I salute you because this is a spiritual experience. This is a spiritual undertaking. This is boot camp. And a lot of people aren't going to make it through this course. But a lot of us are. And that's what everybody to know. Don't fear death, but fear he who can kill the soul. And know that those that persecuted Christ are going to persecute you because they're of their father, the devil. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll plunge into all the news straight ahead. Stay with us.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cultural economic engineering blueprint. And I've got all this other huge military news and economic news and top scientists and top doctors confirming over-the-top heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots and more from the shots. We're going to get to all of it today and then your calls. But I wanted to talk about something now because this isn't me 20 years ago saying this was coming. This has now happened, and it just happened this week. And it got almost no attention. And these are just the first dominoes to fall. So let me start at the beginning. If you just go back to the 60s and 70s and 80s before that and right through the 90s, there were still a lot of investigative reporting going on at the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune. 60 Minutes still had pretty hardcore reporting because it was exciting to, you know, ask Albright, you killed 500,000 kids. Is it okay? She says, yeah, I'm proud of it. Or to have Soros say, I think I'm God. We played the clip yesterday, and I am God. And I'm proud of what I did for Hitler. They don't ask those questions because they know to keep their head down to get their paycheck. Now, how did they get the corporate media that could be pushed for a war, pushed on an election to get behind a narrative, but it was only part of the time that it was a narrative, part of the time that they had an exact diagram or color within the spaces, color by number. So there was a few areas on the painting that they had to do as they were told, but they had other areas they could, you know, still have the illusion that they were free and independent. So the globalists, the big banks, didn't like independent media, even though different groups owned it, and it was still only, you know, 10 main companies that controlled almost all of it. They would still let the news divisions have a little longer leash. Well, now they pull the leash all the way in by buying them up, by consolidating 98% of the ownership down to four companies. And now they got the dog right by the scruff of the neck, and they're lifted the dog up like a 30-pound dog, and they're strangling it. And it's flopping around. And what happened this week is it passed out, and it'll be dead in about 2 minutes. And in political time, in about a year. You're going to see almost all of the old corporate dinosaur media bankrupt. It'll go under like Newsweek. And then it'll be sold to advertising consortiums, where any PR group that wants to can go write an article, and then you'll see it there if you got the money. And it's really a consortium of the CIA and think tanks and PR firms that are doing that. And the model of Newsweek, Madam President, remember they said that the day before the election in 2016. And, of course, they already had hundreds of thousands printed up. That was Newsweek destroying itself. And right after that, they went bankrupt, they went under, they sold. And so, remember Mark Zuckerberg about 7 years ago, said it's going to be like hospice with the legacy media. I call it the dinosaur media, the MSM media. We'll hold your hand while you're dying. And they said, well, that's not good. We'll call for Congress to regulate you, and we'll sue you, and we'll do all the rest of this. They said, no, it's okay. We'll magnify you on all our front pages, and we'll delist and push the bottom, and now they just totally removed the independent media, but you will be force-fed to everyone, and so that brought their profits back. Google, Facebook, all of them, because they work in concert, they're run by the deep state, all of them but Twitter, and Musk is already saying forget mainstream media anyways, they all this week sent out messages to the dinosaur media and officially pulled the plug on Monday. Like they all met on August 16th, 2017. 2018, was it? And then they banned me the next day, and Tim Cook said, we all met and decided to curate. Like in a museum, you just take this piece out and put a new piece in. And we just decided, no real reason, we just got rid of Alex Jones. And they were like, well, we need a reason, so they dredged up Sandy Hook after that. And it said what I'd said that I didn't say, and then had the show trials, the rest of it. But it was all a large CIA operation that's come out now. So what happened this week? Well, Google, Facebook, all of them, sent a message and said, we're no longer partnering with legacy media, ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, Washington Post. We're ditching the quote news. Wow, what a statement. That's in the New York Times. We're ditching the news. And so a month ago, they said, we're delisting all independent media, left, right, center, globally. You just won't be allowed on Google, period, non-searchable. It won't be page 20 or 30. You will not exist. It's the same thing as taking your URL away. That's the next step. And the dinosaur media had orgasms of glee, ran around giggling and laughing. It was just so delicious. They've been working with big tech to censor and push lies and disinfo and shut down their competition. And now, a month after they make that final big move against real media, open free media, media where you get to make a choice. It's not perfect, but it's not owned by them. And then they just said, well, and we're done with you too. And then now Google and all of them are going to put out their own news, and you don't even know who writes it or who does it, and it'll be one unified voice. And I guess the globalists want some competition in that, so Elon Musk is over there as, I guess, the loyal opposition or whatever you want to call it. So this is real. This is a big discussion. This is a big topic. And I said decades ago this would be the process. They'll have legacy media help be the watchdog for tyranny and the spotlight who needs to be shut down, and they'll be force-fed for a while, show that the, quote, journalists get in line to, you know, be successful. I likened it many years ago to IBM engineers who were told, you're now going to train your end-to-end replacements. That was happening 20 years ago. And I lived on a street that had, the street had three IBM engineers, older guys, really smart. They're only making, you know, $200,000 a year, but they were doing very well. And they were still completely capable of everything, but they were like, yeah, I got a 1-year contract, and he's got another contract. We're all gone after that. They said, well, you know, we're training our replacements, and that's just how it is. And so that's what the legacy media did, is they went along with destroying all the new independent press and helping surveil and tattle and, you know, do all that. And then now they're being shut down. So Silicon Valley ditches news, shaking an unstable industry. News organizations are scrambling to adjust to the latest rift in the long, fractious relationship between publishers and tech platforms. No, you made yourself obsolete. You opened the drawbridge to the enemy. You sold out instead of being unified together and the real power you had. That's why the old media was controlled, but they knew to pull the chain of the establishment to let them know, hey, we got a big swing and ding dong too. But you didn't do that. You chopped your ding dong off. And you got under their wings of the dragon. And now the dragon is eating you feet first. We'll come back and talk more about this and shift into all the other news. But the dinosaur media is going belly up completely now.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, a month ago, I pointed out that Canada, the EU, Australia, New Zealand, they're all passing laws to filter out and block independent media. They passed a law in Australia where the government can break into your social media account and steal your identity and say horrible, disruptive things to stop your movement. That's espionage. That's North Korea stuff. That's Xi Jinping, Communist China.
thoroughbred tyranny. And they just did it. And I said, to see if the archives can find it, I said, next they're going to, after they delisted, which Google already did, any news site that they don't accept or doesn't go register with them, and then every article by the corporate media has to be certified and submitted to them to even be searchable. That's for the corporate media. That next they would just drop them entirely. And so a massive movement, that's just gigantic in the information landscape. So when the New York Post says, no, actually Hunter Biden laptop's real, your election meddling 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, well, you never even get to see it. Unless you stop using Google. But people are still addicted. 93% of the world searches are that. So because there hasn't been an exodus from this by the independent media, and because the corporate media, the dinosaur media that is seen as obsolete and a competitor to the uniglobalist party, didn't understand their power was in at least occasionally wielding power, exercising power. But notice now, it's not dying with a bang, it's dying with a whimper. And I've called it zombie media, dinosaur media, enemy of the people, and there's a lot of names for it. But it really is zombie media. I mean, the average show on CNN has 100,000 viewers, or a little under that. 96,000 viewers was the latest numbers, lowest ever. I mean, at its peak, Larry King Live had 15 million viewers. They thought getting rid of him and bringing in Piers Morgan, of course, he went way down from that. Because all the flashy, cool, trendy, you know, people at CNN, oh, you know, a Brit, he's intellectual, he's got a British accent. And of course, people didn't want that. Well, people don't want crossfire, Republicans and Democrats arguing, something might get said we don't control. So it's been this long de-evolution, this sinking into the mud, this collapsing sandcastle. And I just sat back and have been saying it like a parrot. This is true. The corporate media is slitting its own throat. But they're too arrogant to admit it. And this goes for the military and the lawyers. This whole system's gone. When they say you'll own nothing and be happy because you'll be dead, most of you, they mean it. When Klaus Schwab says we're going to put microchips in you to buy and sell, they mean it. It's being announced. It's being rolled out. And you're like, well, I won't do it. Well, you won't eat. And you got to oppose this now. You got to beat the central bank digital currencies and the ESGs and the social credit scores now, not once you're in the bear trap. You don't want to step in the trap. And we've got our foot hovering over it, and a bunch of countries are already in it. So you're having war waged against you. And I know I've called it a term I coined, mass Stockholm syndrome. And women particularly are susceptible to this, but so are men, that when women a lot of times get kidnapped, I mean, in 24 hours, they're giving the kidnapper, who didn't even ask for it, you know, a blowjob. And that is, you can call it an evolutionary thing, whatever, to survive. But see, when your captors are planning to kill you, it's not survival to pretend that you've ingratiated yourself with them and that you're protecting yourself by doing that. You're not. It'd be like if sheep had higher IQs and they're being put on a truck to be shipped to the slaughterhouse, and the sheep say to the farmer, hey, you sure are handsome today, or man, you're a neat person. I really like you. Instead of running away, getting out of the fence, heading to the hills. But they're sheep. They don't do that. So here's what I'm saying. You can keep pretending, whether you're a general in the military or whether you're a professor or whether you're a big Wall Street fancy pants, that going along by increments with this is getting you ahead, and you were smart to do this. You can keep pretending that, but that's a lie. And I think it's pretty clear to everybody now that it's only going to get worse the more we comply. Resistance and saying no is victory. Building new communities is the future. And it starts small, a little garden in your backyard, and getting to know who the good neighbors are. And it gets started with praying to God and getting yourself right with God. Because, obviously, I've been vindicated. I don't care about that, but it makes us more successful to warn people in the future, so it's a good thing. But I, I wish we weren't being discredited because we stopped it. If we were able to stop this in its tracks, people would say, the corporate press would say, Alex Jones is a horrible person. But you see, by necessity, by fact, by reality, you're going to go through so much hell and you're going to see stuff you couldn't even imagine happen under this new world order that no matter what they do or what they try, in the future, my name will be on everyone's lips and whispered in the dark of night, hoping that the drones aren't tuning into it. Now, I don't say that from a power trip perspective. I say it from deep understanding and vision that I told you about for more than 20 years, that literally 1997 or so, I'm sitting after doing a two-hour-plus show by myself, eating a chicken fried steak, and the restaurant was all about to close at like 9:30 at night, and it was like the walls came off the place spiritually, and I was just in God's presence, and I was told, this is all going to happen, and you're going to go through hell, and there's different paths to the future, but here's some of them, and are you ready to accept this mission? You say you want to atone for killing your children. I've murdered my children, had them chopped up, vacuum cleaned, off to some biotech firm. Do you really want to do this? Because unlike the devil, the Holy Spirit is very honest. And I said, I sign up for this. I want this. And the issue here is this is incredible. And what you are doing is incredible. And the awesomeness of the universe and what God's created is staggering. So when we look at these slaves of Satan like Joe Biden and Obama and the Rothschilds and all of them, they're the losers. They are a joke. And the people that serve them, skip the break, the people that serve them and grovel at the altar of worldly power are the people we've lost. And we should mourn for them and quite frankly have pity on them because they sold their souls without ever knowing what hit them. And so, if you think people are saying Alex Jones is right now, and I take no pleasure in this, it's the opposite, it's the reverse. I wanted to really try to stop this. And God will stop it in the end. It'll go so far, but I was arrogant. Because I kept thinking, as an optimist, that I could swim upstream against prophecy and that somehow we could avert this for at least 100 years, like Jonah being sent to Nineveh. And they got a 100-year reprieve. Then they were destroyed. But by necessity, we will be destroyed. This civilization, you see, will be destroyed. And the globalists are trying to step into that. They understand it's going to be destroyed by the laws they've broken against God. So they're pretending they're presiding over the destruction as if they're in control of it. They're pretending, just like their minions have Stockholm Syndrome, mass Stockholm Syndrome, and see this evil and this corruption and this conquest and this corruption and this power and this ruthlessness, and they say...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Roots. All right, that's just one stat of a whole bunch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 27 stacks. 27 stacks. And all of it is just as important as that. Because the quickening is here. Not a singularity, but a quickening. Now, I want to get into the war news and get into RFK news. And instead of being emotional about things, actually be Machiavelli. Not that we adopt Machiavellian policy, but that we see through the eyes of the Machiavellis, the Machiavellians. But first, because the corporate media is going to tell you a story, and I've already saw it last night and today, almost none of it was even reality-based or true. And you notice that when I declared bankruptcy over a year ago, we were supposedly all going to be gone. And there's so many lies. And it's not about me, because it's a program against all of us. I'm just tested on first. That you hear, Jones refuses to pay the $1.5 billion to these people. Well, I don't have $1 million. So to say, Jones refuses to crap 100 carat diamonds. Well, I don't crap diamonds. Or Jones refuses to show us where the Lucky Charms leprechaun lives at the end of the rainbow and give us the gold. I don't know leprechauns, ever seen a bucket of gold. or Jones refuses to tell us where the unicorns live. And again, it's they know what they're doing. They know it's all just for dumbed down, feeble brains. And then they say, well, Jones refuses to pay. The lie that I have the money, but the bigger lie is we have appeals in this country. It's going to the federal courts. It's in there. And I simultaneously was out of money, so I declared bankruptcy. And they say, oh, that's to hide his hundreds of millions. Where are the hundreds of millions now? I've been investigated by the federal courts with auditor groups they sent in here at great expense because I knew I had nothing to hide. And that was the exercise because I knew it was never about money, and I said it wasn't about money. But that way the world sees the truth. So I knew what was going to happen. None of us were naive around here. And it's a process. So InfoWars will be here for a long time as long as you support it. That's the way the law works. Me personally, I will be attacked and financially attempt to make me quit. That just makes me work more. So that's the process. But if you want to keep us on air, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that enrich your life already. And we haven't ended the big sale just because I don't even have stuff to be on sale, basically, for a couple weeks. And we're going to sell out of them. We need the money now. Even though we're going to lose money in the future. We don't put it back to regular price because more won't come in before it's sold out. It's a catch-22. 60% off on Brain Force Plus, Incredible Nootropic, DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus. Enforce Platinum is back in stock, discounted as well. It's amazing. ACH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and of course, the products. And the way the system's set up, as long as we can operate and stay on air, the way they've set the legal system up is we'll just be in a fight forever with these people. People say, oh, that's terrible. They never stop coming after you. They never stop coming after anybody. It's like saying, I don't want to go lift weights because it's hard. It just makes you stronger. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And so it's simple. As long as our mind control doesn't work, we don't go anywhere. And our credibility is at insane levels with the most intelligent people on earth that are on our side. I've met with many of them just recently. And they're not backing down. They're not going away. And so I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. Let's go to this report. It's on InfoWars.com if you want to share it. We're going to have a proper update on what's really going on. And then I'm going to come back with all the military news and all the health news and the political news and the congressional news and just the pedophile news is all over the place. It's insane. That's all coming up. But first, here's this breakdown.
I want to respond for the benefit of our viewers and listeners and supporters with the facts of the truth. You're going to see headlines all over the news. Alex Jones loses in bankruptcy hearing. And that's not what happened. I want to state the facts for you here right now. When rigged controlled juries that were told in Texas and Connecticut last year that I was guilty by a judge, and the judge told the juries to find me guilty, and they allowed false evidence that I have hundreds of millions of dollars into evidence, fraud, it was all over then. This was judicial tyranny against the American people. So I laughed at the time when they were giving billions of dollars to people whose names I never talked about, never said, didn't even know who they were. This was the weaponization of the judiciary. So I declared bankruptcy because back when I declared bankruptcy, I had a few million dollars in the bank. Since then, I'm upside down, but I'm still in the air, and that's what matters. So the federal judge in Texas basically nixed out most of the claims in Texas, but then said the stuff in Connecticut can go forward and it's not dischargeable and said it's up to our appeals. Now, remember, when you see these headlines, Jones refuses to pay $1.5 billion to Sandy Hook. I have a right, you have a right to a jury trial, but we didn't get that. The judge found me guilty in Connecticut, Texas beforehand, and also have a right to appeal. So our appeals will take years. Those are ongoing. But I declared bankruptcy because of all the litigation, we didn't have any money. We're maxed out. And so now they're spinning it that, oh, the judge has ruled against us. No, the judge simply said, yeah, I'm limiting the Texas claims, the Connecticut claims to go forward. But it doesn't matter. It's all academic. I don't have $1 million. My company has a few million, but that's just to pay the bills of my product in the future. So we are literally on empty. So this idea of we're going to take your money away doesn't exist, because the money doesn't exist. It's all political. It's all a message to you that if you stand up against corruption, if you stand up against open borders and human smuggling and World War III and the pedophilia and the transgenderism, we're going to get you. Their attack on me is a message to you to shut up and roll over and be bullied and be intimidated. So my lawyers predicted, and I predicted, that the Texas case would get limited because it was so outrageous, and the Connecticut case would go forward. But it doesn't matter, because the money doesn't exist. And I always have a right to be on air and communicate. And because of their persecution, we are hotter than ever, more requested, more demanded on shows all over the place. InfoWars is exploding. So Alex Jones personally is being crucified, and they're coming after assets that don't exist. I don't care about that. I'm not into money. I'm wearing like a 10-year-old shirt right now, some old blue jeans and some $20 shoes. So it's all like the Wizard of Oz with Toto, and the Wizard of Oz saying, "I am the great and powerful Oz," but then Toto pulls the curtain back. So here's the bottom line. The real victory here is the Connecticut lawyers and Senator Blumenthal, who runs this, their victory in cutting Texas out of this massive $1.5 billion verdict that doesn't matter, because I don't have $1 million. I'm over $1 million in the hole right now, personally. And I'm preparing to sell my car and all the rest of stuff. I don't care. What matters is the free speech. And Christ said, if you're for me, the world will be against you. You will be persecuted. So I expect this to happen. It's happening to President Trump. It's happening to you. The inflation is destroying the American people. They're getting another $100 million for Ukraine right now. It's disgusting. So you're going to see all the announcements that I'm done and I'm over and we're defeated. But Mark Twain said, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. They kept saying he was dead all the time, and he didn't die for like 30 years. So I want to quote Mark Twain again. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in the end, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. I am so blessed to be in the crucible, so blessed to be under this attack, and so blessed that all this is going to play out. Because at the end of the day, they won't take my free speech away. I'm still going to be on the air one way or another, and the money doesn't exist, so they're not going to get that. They've said, we don't want to settle. We don't want what you've got. We want to silence you. They've said it on the courthouse steps. They've said it inside the phony trials where I've already been found guilty. And so to me, as long as their mind control, as long as their Jedi mind trick doesn't work on me, I continue on. I win. It's not working on me. Don't let it work on you. Your support of InfoWars.com, your support of Bandai Video, your buying of the products, your spreading the word, your sharing the links is scaring the establishment to its core. Now, it gets into complex issues, but free speech is separate from me. Free speech is still on air, operating, going forward. And if they shut that down, we got 1,000 new operations ready. But it looks like they won't be able to. But regardless, Alex Jones' persecution is a symbol of our strength. It's a symbol of our will. It is an honor as a warrior for humanity to stand for the people and to not back down. I knew this was coming. I'm surprised they haven't already killed me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.